Yarche Kalish here, Tavshin Ayin Vav.
I think after 3 days learning the Sfiyah, Yachloiku Kodalim Vav, we could maybe start to try to get a little bit deeper and to try to take up a Satfisa, and we'll be holding the Sugyas in our hands a shtickle more. We'll start to be Mami the Dvog. We have answer two sugyas. We have a sugya of Shnei Moichzim Betalis, that the halacha is Yachloiku. And we have the sugya of Ahu Arbe, that the halacha is called the Alim Kvav. And all of the Rishonim are really bothered why in one of the places that we have Momen Amutal Besofek of Shnei Moichzim, the Psak is Yachloiku. In the other case, that in Shas we have a Sofek, the Psak is called the Alim Kvav. This is Be'etzem, the Amodas Advorim, with all of the Rishonim, and this is Be'etzem, the Shmaisa Dekale that we're learning, why in Shtay Moichzim the Aloch is Yachloiku, and in Ahu Arbe, the Aloch is called the Alim Kvav. And like we learned in the last couple of days, that Shittas HaTesves and the Rosh, Aval is a little difference in between them, but Shittas HaTesves and the Rosh, that B'Shtay Moichzim, B'Shtay Moichzim is Muchzokim, Val de Muchzokim, B'Meile, we do Yachloiku, and Ahu Arbe, they're not Muchzokim, so we say Kol De'alim Gva. This is Be'etzem, the Tesis and the Rosh, the Chiluk that they're saying. That in Shtay Moichzim, they're Muchzokim, because the Muchzokim we do Yachloiku, and in Ahu Arbe, they're not Muchzokim, we do Kol De'alim Gva. The Shittas HaTesves is, that the Seder Advarim is the follow. Lefi Tesves, Kol De'alim Gva is not a Psak. Lefitais is called the Alim Gvar is a siluk, based in step back. This is the reason called the Alim is a posh to psak. Every time when two people are fighting and we don't know what to do, we step back. This is Shittas HaTesves and called the Alim Gvar. How we know that this is Shittas HaTesves? Because Tesis in Bobe Basre, Tesis in Davov and Bobe Metzia says that. And every time that you say Kol De'alim Gvar and one guy grabs it, tomorrow morning the other guy could grab it back. And the other day the guy could grab it back. And Kazanava. The answer is based in step back. Kol De'alim Lefitesves, based in step back. It's the lowest psak. Every time when we don't know what to do, we do Kol De'alim Gvar. B'shtay Moichzin, Vail De'oichzin, Anansadi Lehai Vanansadi Lehai. We know that everyone owns a half, so we have to do a chaluke, and we do yachloiku. We do a good psak. We call it chaluke b'teras vaday, maybe. But we do a chaluke, a psak. So kol de'alim is the lower psak. Every time in a sofek we do kol de'alim. When we have muchzokim, we have a positive reason, we'll call it, a positive reason to make yachloiku. This is Shittas HaTesves. Mone shlishi, Be'etzem the muchzokim lefi teisves. Why we don't do yachloiku? Ein achaluke yachol eli yosemes. Val the yachloiku is a psak b'teiras vaday. We do the yachloiku because we know that both of them are holding it. Both of them are owning it. Val ein achaluke yachol eli yosemes. We don't do yachloiku. So again, lefi teisves, the klal is very poshut. Every time when we don't know what to do, call the Alim Gval, you leave it like it is, let them to fight it out, you step back. When you have Oichzim, a positive reason to do Yachloiku. Lekach, Val, it's a positive reason, it's Loshon HaTesves, Lekach Mishani and Manashlishi, Val, you're doing the Chaluke, positive reason to do Yachloiku, because I know that belongs to both. When Ein HaChaluke Yachol El Yosemes, and Manashlishi, we don't do Yachloiku. Le'um Asdem, Shittas HaRosh, like you learned yesterday, like Rebosha spoke it out clearly, Shittas HaRosh is the opposite. The best psak is called the Alim Gvar. סמכו על זה שמי שהדין אימוי ואוי שלא מויסה אמץ ואוי 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 יש שידס הראש כל דאלים is the best פסק. The Rosh and Tshuva says when one guy grabs it you can't grab it again, so we prefer to do kol dealim. Why in Shtai Moichzin we don't do kol dealim? Because we can't. Ein lanu leaniach she'im ze lo'echot chaveiroi. We can't do kol dealim. So in default we do yachloyim. Make it very clear. So lefi teisves it's fakir. We do kol dealim. By us, why we do yachloiku? We want to do yachloiku. Why we want to do yachloiku? The reason we want to do yachloiku by us, because oichzim is a reason, a positive reason to do yachloiku. And on a shlishi we can't do it, because ein achaluki yachalu liyosemes. Masha'en came. Lefi the Rosh, it's the opposite. Kol de'alim is the best psak. The best psak. Why in Shtai Moichzim we don't do Kol De'alim? And this is the way the Rosh asks the Kasha. He's not asking Ma'ishno. He only asks, so why by us we don't do Kol De'alim? The answer is we can't. So in default, we do Yachloiku. Then if Kemina Apshut Odish to understand the differences, Lefit Teisves, you have to learn that the Anansadi says that he has 50 and he has 50. Because the Anansadi is the reason, the positive reason to do Yachloiku. Masha'egi lefi the Rosh, I don't need to say that he has 50 and he has 50. Even if he has 20 and he has 60, I also can't do Kol De'alim. Because the Oichzim is only a reason that I can't do Kol De'alim. In default, I do Yachloiku. Because you have to know, most two people that hold the Talis, I don't see it 50-50. Shtai Moichzim doesn't look that it's 50-50. When I look at Shtai Moichzim B'derek Klal, I see 20-80. Just to explain to you, to the people that don't understand, but it's poshut. You walk into a nursing home, you see two owners. You think the owner is 50-50? Never. Yeah? So what is the answer? When two people are holding a zach, it doesn't mean it's 50-50. When two people are holding a talis, both of them own it. How much doesn't have to be? No, the answer to the Rosh doesn't make a difference. But he has Epis, and he has Epis. You can't do Kol De'alim. And default, you do Yachloiku. Mona Shlishi, why we don't do Yachloiku? Ain't Achaluk Yachloiku.
Why is the Yachloiku 50-50?
The answer is Yachloiku, Momen Amutal Besafek Cholki. But this question is a beautiful question because this one comes out clearly. Lefi the Rosh, why we do Yachloiku? Not because an Ansari is 50-50. When I don't know what to do, I divide it to two. Again, I prefer to do Kol De'alim. When I can't do Kol De'alim, and default, I do Yachloiku. Why in Mona Shlishi I don't do Yachloiku? Ein Achaluki Yachalu Liyosemes. I think this is clear, and I think in three words we said, but Be'etzim we learned in the last 2 days, then we'll be holding Be'etzim. That the Fiteisves, again, Kol De'alim is the lowest. Every Sofek, we step out, we do Kol De'alim. When we have Muhzokim, a positive reason to do Yachloiku. A positive reason to do Yachloiku. 50-50, Anantzali Lehai, Anantzali Lehai. Mona Shlishi, we want to do Yachloiku. Muhzokim lefi Teisves. Aber ein Achaluk Yachol Yisemes, lefi the Rosh the opposite. We love to do Kol De'alim. The best Pesach is Kol De'alim. The Achro is Kol De'alim. Some Chol Zeh Shemisha Adin Imoy. Aber, when it's Muhzokim, we can't. Ein Le'aniach She'igzol Chaveiroi. He never said 50-50. So Bemele, we can't do Kol De'alim. In default, we do Yachloiku. Lemosh, where the Nafkemino will happen what you want to ask? And Reb Shimon Shkop. Zoi Mer Kulo Sheli, Zoi Mer Reva Sheli, V'chetzi Sheli. He gets 3/4 and he gets a quarter. The Fitais is how it works. All the Achronim are busy how to make the Muhzokis to spread to 3/4. The same two people are fighting in the Talis. Pitom, we see 75. Very hard. Reb Shimon doesn't manage to explain it. Maybe some people do. Reb Shimon also says he can't explain. How Pitom, the two people that are holding the Talis, Zoyim Kulov and Zoyim Chetzi, he gets 75% and he gets 25%. Lefi Teisves, the Muhzokis changes the feet of words. The Muzokis Lefi that, you can answer. The Shimon doesn't understand. I got it. Also don't understand it. Teisarosh doesn't understand it. Lamashanim. I'm just explaining the Nekuda. Masha'engel Lefi the Rosh, it's not a problem, Bichlal. I don't care. Momen Amutal Besofik, I divide.
So if it's a Pshar by Mona Shlishi, you make this up.
What?
If
אבל אין החלוקי, לפי לראש, לפי לראש, very, very good, very good, very good. So we will start. The first kasha, the kasha, I'll say the kasha, the beginning kasha of the sukkah. I think here it starts, Bichlal, the whole Yachikah. Listen good. The first kasha. The Gemara in Bava Basra, and Daf Lamed Vov, the Gemara says, "Ahu arve alu saw the Gemara that the mincha lo beitrei." Two people were fighting on a boat. Hayom adidiu, vayom adidiu. The halacha is called the alim gvar. Also, the beidine. One of them said, "Beizin, before we start the fight, I have raias. Let me to organize." Tafsu ad maisi sadi. I want to bring my proofs. The guy will grab it. The Gemara says, "Tafsinen lo tafsinen." Ozal ashkach. He didn't manage to bring raias. He told Beis Din, release it, let us to fight. Mafkinen aloy mafkinen. Hilchas aloy tafsinen, I tafsinen aloy mafkinen. Beis Din, don't release it. So ahu arve, they have a mincha lo beitrei, the aloch is called the alingvar. The guy asked Beis Din, hold on for 5 minutes till I bring my papers. He didn't manage. Says, okay, release it, we'll start to fight. Tafsinen aloy mafkinen. Right? All of this we saw today in the Gemara. Fregt Rabbi Sarzamen, Tafsin Eloi Mafkinen, so do Yachloiku. Why we don't do Yachloiku in Ahu Arve? Tafsin Eloi Mafkinen, so what we do is a Trashi Yemuna. We believe it in the Beizin. In Tafsin Eloi Mafkinen, so while Beizin hold on to it, when the guy asked us to hold on to it, Eloi Mafkinen. Fregt Rabbi Sarzamen, so do Yachloiku. And Kol will explain the kasha. Lefita, he says, it's not a kasha. We only do yachloiku when we have a positive reason to do yachloiku. Shtayim oizim is a reason to do yachloiku. Oh, but Lefita Rosh, every time when you can do kol de alim, and default you do yachloiku, even when there's no understanding. Right? That's what we said. So why in Ahu Arve we don't do yachloiku? This is Rabbi Sazalzman's kasha. The first kasha of the sugya. Again, here Be'etzim we have all the lomos. We say teiras in the rosh. Here it starts to come out. If we'll be shleim lefi teisves, then you have to have a positive reason for yachloiku. Without an ansadi, you can't do yachloiku. So alve tafsin aloy mafkinen. What mean yachloiku? Without burzokim, we don't do yachloiku. Called the alve we can't do because it tofas aloy mafkinen. So we stop. So we leave it. Of the Fida Rosh, every time when you can't do Kol De Alim, in default, you do Yachloiku. So if in default you do Yachloiku, so why now, Arbe, Tov Aslay Mafkinen, we don't do Yachloiku. And don't tell me that we don't take... What? Tesis in Manashlishi says, Ein Achaluki Yachalul Yerisemes, Ein Achaluki Yachalul Yerisemes. Manashlishi, we can't do Yachloiku because Ein Achaluki Yachalul Yerisemes. So this is the reason, Manashlishi, we're not asking this kasha to go back to Yachloiku because Ein Achaluki Yachalul Yerisemes. But if Achaluki Yachalul Yerisemes, we do Yachloiku. So why we don't do Yachloiku now? So the answer was, then I'm Burzokim. So the Fita is, I need a positive reason to do Yachloiku. But the Fita Rosh, I don't need a positive reason to do Yachloiku. Every time when I can't do Kol De Alim, and default, I do Yachloiku. So now who are that I can't do Kol De Alim because it offers Loi Mafkinen? So if it offers Loi Mafkinen, do Yachloiku. What? How are Chalukei Chalukei Yosemes? Some are asking here if a who are is called a Chalukei Chalukei Yosemes or not. For sure, yes. This is the Tesis by us. And asked that would be Achloiku there. And he learns that it's called Chaluki Achalul Yosemes because maybe he gave him a half. Only in Shah, ain't derech la'aknus. Tesis by us, Mubitzir the base. Tesis is learning that there it's called Chaluki Achalul Yosemes. All of the Rishonim learned that this is called Chaluki Achalul Yosemes.
Why is that
a slave? What? Beis Din can't be Moitz. But in Manashlishi also it's called Tov Aslay Mafkin Rabbeinu Peretz holds, and the Gemara said that it could be Moitzi Michloiku, right? So we see some want the answer here, Reb Sazalman, some want the answer that maybe Beis Din are not Moitzi for doing Yachloiku. But that is a mistake. Because in Mana Shlishi, the Gemara wants that we'll be moitzi from the Mana Shlishi to do Yachloiku. The reason we're not moitzi, the Gemara says why? Einachaluki Chol Yosemes. But without that, we will do Yachloiku. Even in Mana Shlishi. Even in Mana Shlishi is also Tafsir Le Mafkinen. I'm going to pay it to the Dame both Gemara.
It's not
fast. So one will say that Beis Din cannot be moitzi. Beis Din cannot be moitzi for Yachloiku. First, mechetesa to say such a thing that Beis Din cannot be moitzi fi achloiku. I'm saying too much. I'm saying enechenami. You want to say what? That Vav Beis Din holding it in Rabbeinu Peretz state that what we learn in the Gemara loy mafkinen is lav dafka Beis Din on Rabbeinu Peretz. Hu adim mana shlishi. And in who at that will bring his rights. Mikol makoyim. We're holding in the first kasha of the sugya. The first kasha of Rabbi Zalman. The first kasha of Rabbi Zalman is lefi de rosh. At every time that we can't do kol de'alim because we can't, lo meshane why, in default we do yachloiku. So in Ahu Arve, Frank Rabbi Zalman, afazei vait that we can't do kol de'alim because it's of aslo imafkinen. Go back to yachloiku.
Also can't do
Yachloiku,
there's a rabbi.
What?
By the Arava, there's a rabbi.
Who holds it as a problem of a rabbi? The Bible never heard a word.
Zira Mishal Boys is Zira Mishal.
Who said a rabbi is a problem? We didn't get it anymore? I'm asking you if the Rosh said a word of rabbi. I'll be a rabbi to say if the Rosh said it is a rabbi. The Rosh never said it. You asked a good question. The answer is the Gemara only said it for Rabbi Yosi, not for Rabbanon. The Rivo, and the second we get into the Rivo. Oh, but the Rosh didn't know what a rabbi. The Rosh, the Rishonim ask a kasha. They don't answer, Alwalve is Rama, Shnei Moizim is not a Rama, right? The Rishonim answer one chiluk. Here it's Oizim, there it's not. And one would think, Chaluk Yechol Eliyah Semes. Lefi the Rosh and Teisves, we only know one cloud. Oizim, Lav Oizim, Yechol Eliyah Semes or not. Just we have two mouths. Lefi the Teisves, we need the Oizim, positive reason for Yachloiku. And Bemele, Shnei Moizim, we have a positive reason. And Alma, we don't have a positive reason. But maybe we do call the Ali. Top is the Mafkinen. So we stop. Masha'en came. Lefi. The Rosh. Every time when we can do call the Ali. And default we do Yachloiku. Not because they're not Tzadik. This is the punchline. If it's not because they're not Tzadik. Frek the Bisar Zaman. So even in Ahu Arve. Come on, go weiter. So this Kashe we could answer easily.
The Rosh answers himself.
What?
The Rosh answers himself.
So the Mela we pass in Kol De'alim. Why? Because Kol De'alim is better. When we can do Kol De'alim, and default, we do Yachloiku.
There's a reason why we don't say Yachloiku.
Right. So then we prefer to do Kol De'alim. Why Bo'ezim we do Yachloiku? No, the Rosh never said that. This is what he wanted to say, but not the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't say that Muzokim is a reason.
Not as far as
question. So you're saying a new Tager. That even the Rosh, you're saying every single Rebbe Moshe said yesterday that the Rosh doesn't hold like this is not MS. Could be. I'm trying to build up. The whole Londis, and this is Rebbe Nochum's Mahalach in the Sugya, and this is the way we're learning it in the Mir, that we're learning that Lefi Teisves, the Muzokim is the reason. Lefi the Rosh, the Muzokim is not a reason. It's only a reason not to do Kol De'alim, and in default, we're learning Yachloiku.
But when the Rosh says very clear that the Nafim over here says, Ein Bez Mechut Mechuyav Mechus, that means that Kol De'alim means we're not getting involved. But if you force Bez to be Teufels, then automatically Bez is involved, so they don't have to Teufels anymore to say Yachloiku. And that's the Rosh, in the Shut the Rosh, it says that this is also
Bez. Again, Bez Din cannot do Yachloiku. So again, so the question is as a, you want to say that Beis Din cannot be moitzi to do a yachloiku. Now, in Rabbeinu Peretz state that the same Beis Din deer is the same mana shlishi. As I said, Rabbeinu Peretz, what Beis Din cannot be moitzi deer, they cannot be moitzi in mana shlishi.
The Rosh doesn't
hold it. I'm Rabbeinu Peretz.
Yeah, but the Rosh doesn't hold it.
We'll get it in a second. Come on, we'll say.
If it's the same like mana shlishi, then why like Teisves? Then Beis Din holding it is also like them holding it. Same.
No, like they're not holding it for both. Because the Steiner brings down the Gemara and Daf Lamed Zayin, that the reason when a Shlishi is called Shteim Muchzokim, this is a lane, you know, when to learn why when a Shlishi is called Shteim Muchzokim, that they're going to need a week just to learn that Chayim. But in a nutshell, Zok the Steiner, the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Zayin, because they gave it together to him, Bekrach Echor, so he's watching it for both. Right on the snapshot. But only because they gave it together to them. When a shomer is holding to one person and he doesn't know who is the bailim, it's not called shomer muzik. He's only muzik to the right person. Only among a shlishi, because both gave it together, the Gemara says, it's considered shomer muzik. So you're right, though, because the etzim, you can ask, but yet shomer against bailim is only one. It's not both. So this is the stipler, and the stipler is marich to explain. So I just want to get one more step. So as the kashmir of Zazama, that this is Be'etzim, the first kasha, the Be'etzim chaps, the ganze nafkamina with the Rosh. We could answer Poshut, to answer the kasha easily. What would be the easy answer on the Rosh? The easy answer would be, when we can't do Kol De'alim, we move to Rechloim. It's totally way. When we come into the Beis Din, we look. Shtayim Oichzim, we can't do Kol De'alim, Yechloim. Haru Arve, Kol De'alim. Now, we gave a tag to the Arve, the Pesach is Kol De'alim. To the Talis, we pass him, Yechloim. Now what happened? The Haru Arve got messed up. Beis Din are holding on to it. So now they can't do Kol De'alim, you don't switch the Pesach. The Pesach of this Sofik is Kol De'alim. It stays the Pesach. But Shtayim Oichzim, the Pesach is Yechloim. Why? You can't pass in Kol De'alim because Muchzokim. So right away we give a psak in Yechloiku. Masha'en gena hu'arve, we gave a psak in Kol De'alim. You're right, that technically now the Beis Din are stuck, but we don't switch the psak because Beis Din are stuck. Maybe the Hamchish is Sa'oizen, later so the Beis Din will die, the walls will break, and the boat will go to the water. We'll be back in Kol De'alim. The psak in Kol De'alim is there. Now technically, when Beis Din come to give a psak, they look in the matzah. And Shtai Moizim, they pass in Yachloiku. And Ahu Arve, they pass in Kol De'alim. The guy asked them, please hold on to it. Now after they hold on to it, now they can't do Kol De'alim. Okay, so now we'll switch a psak? We don't switch a psak. What? So the main, right. So the main, yeah, but even if it's a siluk, the psak in this is that base. Even if it's a siluk, but it's called a psak base. The psak is that we do Yachloiku. And then we do Kol De'alim. And I said, we just leave it like it is.
Because
Manu Shlishi, we leave it like it is. But come, we'll go one more step. So here we answer the kasha easily. Maybe we don't like the Teretz. Maybe we do like the Teretz. Come, we'll go a little bit more in the sugya, and then this kasha will come in Neve Bay, and we'll have to say much better. Yes, I'm getting a little bustle. I didn't say what about Chaluk is a Gemara in the Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm on a Shlishi Chaluk Yechol Yisem. It's not about the Rami. The Gemara only says it a little Rabbi Yosi. The Rivon mixes both things together. We'll go now to Shita Sarivo. The Rivon in Baba Basra. We have it in page Samach Beis. In page Samach Beis, we have the Rivon. The Rivo has a new shita. The Rivo nire. The lav dafko oichzim. Page samach beis. The nire the lav dafko oichzim. Midi medam elo leshar. The Rivo learns when a shlishi is not muchzokim. Zok the Rivo. The aloche is momen amut al besofek. Yachlo iku. Shtayim oichzim. Yachlo iku. Ha'u arve had to be yachloiku, and every sofek you have to do yachloiku. So why in ha'u arve you don't do yachloiku? Ki the mishan yosum afilu teimer Rabbi Yosi yosum vada yike ramai. Val is a vada yike ramai, we don't do yachloiku. So what is shita sarivo? So we'll go straight to the point. The rivo holds like this. Be'etzem, in every sofek, the best thing is yachloiku. When you don't know what to do, divide it to two. And every suffix in the belt, when you don't know what to do, you divide it to two. Again, not like Teisves, the Anansadi is a reason, Misofek yudu yachloiku. Lower from that is called the Alim Kvar. And we'll explain like this. The Rivo holds, he holds from both shittas mixed together. He holds called the Alim is not a psak, not like the Rosh. This is the reason we don't like to go to that psak. But he doesn't hold that you have to have a positive reason to do yachloiku. Every suffix you can do yachloiku, Zakuriba. The man is of the Rivo. And every suffix, the first choice is yachloiku. Not because of Nansadi, stop. You don't know what to do? Yachloiku. Mother would have a suffix, Choyki, Mishpat Shleimer. You don't know what to do? Half to you, half to you. Shleimer Urchzin, why you do yachloiku? Not because of Urchzin. Why not? Why in Ahu Arba you don't do yachloiku? And you don't need Urchzin for yachloiku? So why would you call the Alim? Because the Alim is the cheapest pshat. It's time to walk away. It doesn't hold like the Rosh in that part. The answer is, in a Vadai Ramai, when a person is a Ramai, then we don't do Yachloiku. Then, we do call the Alim Kva. What is the pshat in Shitas HaRivo? So the Rivo is very simple. The Rivo didn't want to do him on the Shlishim Muchzokim, so he saw that you do Yachloiku even when you're not Muchzokim. The answer is, we have a Klal and Shas, Momen Amutal B'Safek Cholikim. And this Alimot, before we learned here, we know the Klal, Momen Amutal B'Safek Cholikim. Not the Teras Vada, the Teras Sofek. Every time you divide it into two, Mamana Mundu Basafek, you cholkin. Why now, who are we, you don't do Yachloiku? Because it's a Vada Rama. What is the Svara of Vada Rama? So we'll say now the Posh Tepsha. Beis Din cannot divide it to give it to a Rama. It's Paslish, you know. Beis Din, they call it to two and they give one guy, and they know this guy is Mamma saying, I'm a Rama. They can't. So they leave, they step out. So again, Kol De'alim is a step out. Yachloiku is a better psak, give everyone a half. But when you know one guy is cheating, we don't want to give it to the cheating. I, Kol De'alim, maybe the guy will win, too bad. But Beis Din don't do a psak to give it to a Rama. I think it's a glatte bo. Beis Din don't do a psak. So Shitas HaRivot, this chelik is easy. So it's called the mix. The haim. He's not really like Tesis that you have to have the anantzadi for Sibas Yachloiku. You don't have to have an answer to Sibas Yachloiku. Yachloiku is Momen Amudal Besofek, you do Yachloiku. Kol De'alim is Mamish Hashvach Hepsah, it's only a Siluk. And that, he holds like Tezvis. If you can't do Yachloiku because it's a Ramai, so then, you don't do Yachloiku, and you do Kol De'alim Gvam. Till here, I think it's glad. This is the second sheet and the third sheet of the sukkah. Again, Yachloiku b'Teir HaSofek is the best psak, not because an Atzadi Momen Amudal B'Sofek Cholkim, but when it's a Ramai, we don't like to do it, we don't like to give Ramai in pieces, so what we do? We do call the Alim Kva. Till here, it's glad. What? When you have a Tafsir Lema Fkilim. When it's a Ramai, I'm sorry, when it's a Ramai. When it's a Ramai, you can't do call the Alim, because Tafsir Lema Fkilim. The Rivo is Mamshich. Look inside the Tesvis, four lines from the bottom. I'll call it three and a half. Three and a bit. The Oid Pirash Rivo. The Heiche de Oichzim, Afilu Ike Ramayim, Yachloiku. The Oid Pirash Rivo. The Heiche de Oichzim, Afilu Ike Ramayim, Yachloiku. What the Rivo is saying now? I said a klal, misofik we do yachloiku. Misofik we do yachloiku. Every time. Only when there's a Ramai, you can't do yachloiku, based on don't like him to mess with the Ramai. So we go to the lowest, we do call the Alim Kvar, klal. But when it's muchzoki, even if it's a Ramai, you do yachloiku. And he has a raya from Shtayim Oichzim B'Shtar, from the Gemara and Daf Zayin. What is the pshat in this rivo? So now everything was mamish klo. Teisves, kol da'alim is shvach, muhzokim is a reason, give out. The Rosh, kol da'alim is very shtar, muhzokim is just a reason, default to go back. So you can't do kol da'alim, you fall back to yachloiku, give out. The Rosh, the rivo said, I hold, muhzokim is not a reason, and every suffix you do muhzokim is suffix. When it's a Rama, you can't do that, go one step down, go to kol da'alim. So the rivo, but if the muhzokim, then even if it's a Rama, you do yachloiku. Why? From where it's coming? Why? The longest. What has it won? I understand you said besegis, you do yachloiku. Makes sense. But a Rama, no. Do kol
the yachloiku is the firm shot from the beginning. according to Rizwa.
What?
Yachloik was the preferred shot from the beginning. It's only you have a chasarim that you have a ramai. So Farah, so you go back to your original.
Maybe it's a good asma. So the Welt learned pshat, I would say, Farmat and Teir, we learned pshat in the Riva, and maybe even we'll see the Tesis learn like this pshat, but we call it Farmat and Teir, that the Riva learns, chutz from what he learns, that Yachloiku is a good psak besveikas. Chutz from the Rama, you can't do it. He's also masking the Tesis, that when it's Oichzim, it's an Antzadi Lehai, and an Antzadi Lehai, and it's a positive reason to do Yachloiku. And what is the positive, reason to do Yachloiku? You do Yachloiku, even the Bada Rama.
What?
He didn't say the words, because he's not where he will say it exactly. He's just saying what he's saying. Lap. In a second we'll say different maybe. But first I want how to learn how Rabbi saying until 55 years ago how everyone learned the Tesis. Everyone learned the Tesis, Rosh. Now we're back to the Rivo. Every Sofek we do Yachloiku Misofek. Stam. Momen Amutu Besofek, we don't need reasons to do Yachloiku. When we can't do it as a Ramai, we go lower to call the Aaron. But Zok the Rivo. The Rivo. That if it's Muchzokin, then even if he's a Ramai, we do Yachloiku. Why? So the Welt learned that the Rivo says, I'm also masking to the Chiddush of Tesis. It was a beautiful Chiddush. Muchzokim anatsadi lehai, anatsadi lehai. So I'll take that also. I'll be masking to that. You said also. I hold Maman Mutu B'Safek Cholkim without a reason. I hold like that. And I hold when you can't do that, you go down to Kol De'alim. But gerade Tesis said good. Tesis good gesagt. Tesis said, that when it's Muchzokim anatsadi lehai, anatsadi lehai, is a reason to him and it's a reason to him. It's a positive reason to do Yachloiku. If it's a positive reason to do Yachloiku, so we do Yachloiku. This is the way the Welt wanted to learn Pshat in the Rivo. I'm saying, as Rabbi say, to learn Pshat in the Rivo. And with that, they explained, and this is Mistom Emes, that Tesis also taught that this is the Pshat in the Rivo. And because of that, Tesis asked the following question. We will learn together one more line in Tesis, and we'll be back to the Daflam Dalam Udbeis, Page Samach Beis, one more line in Tesis and the Rivo, that the Tesis understood what we said now, that the Rivo said the Shikul Teire, but he was also masking the Tesis. And now he's asking his question. Look inside. V'kashi l'ri, im kein, heiche porich l'pirushoi, v'honami keshar domi, ikele neymar, oich zimshani, domehani afilo heiche deike ramai. I will explain it by the way. He's asking a simple question. Ari l'fi de Rivo, mon eshlishi is not oich zim. Right? This is the Rivo. The Gemara came and asked the Kashi, why shtayim oich zim is yachloiku? And then Manashlishi is no Yachloiku. I, Manashlishi, is not Oichzim. So the Rivo, you don't need Oichzim. Right? This was the Rivo. Right? This is the holy side of the Rivo. That what the Gemara said, Tesis Mikoyach Da'at said, Manashlishi is Oichzim. The Rivo said, this is the first words, if you go back, the first words of the Rivo, Kedemuchach Mishal, it's not Oichzim. Why the Gemara wanted that Manashlishi would be Yachloiku? The reason the Gemara wanted that Manashlishi would be Yachloiku is because the reason the Manashlishi wanted to be Yachloiku, because you don't need Oichzim. So the Moses asked the Akash, Shtayim Oichzim is Yachloiku, why Manashlishi is no Yachloiku? For like Tesis. But you also agree that Tesis Yisoid is good, right? So what is the Moses Kashe? Maybe Shtayim Oichzim is because the Oichzim, and without Oichzim you don't do Yachloiku. How the Moses knows? If the Rivo doesn't hold from Tesis, he doesn't know from Anatsari as a reason for Yachloiku, and he learns like we said, Balabatish. Oichzim, stam misofek. You can't do that, Rama, you go down on Madrei. But if he says, that I agree, but I also hold from the Shtikul Teire that Oichzim is a positive reason to do Yachloiku. If it's a positive reason to do Yachloiku, what do you ask the Akash Bona Shlishi? Maybe the Mishnah is because the positive reason. Maybe the Mishnah is because the reason. Yes, you can. Shtayim Oichzim Yachloiku, why Manashlishi not? I will answer you. You know why Shtayim Oichzim Yachloiku? Because the Muchzokim. So in the Rivo, why is Shtayim Muchzokim is Lav Dafka? So if you say Muchzokim is Lav Dafka, and you don't need to have Muchzokim for Yachloiku, it makes sense. So the Moses asking a good question. Oichzim is Lav Dafka. There's no deen of Oichzim. There's no deen of Anantzadi. Yachloiku is Stam. It's like the Gemara. So why Manashlishi doesn't have Yachloik? But if you learn that the Riva said that I hold, but I rather also hold that when the Muchzokim is a reason, even overlap Ramai, is a positive reason to do Yachloik. If you learn like that, that Oizim is a positive reason to do Yachloik. If the Oizim is a positive reason to do Yachloik, so what is the Gemara asking for Manashlishi? Answer, our Mishnah is Oyachloiku because it's Oyachzim. Without Oyachzim, you can't do Yachloiku.
This is.
What? Can we
hear?
Manashlish is not Oyachzim, if you did it. This is the first line of the Rivo. Look at the Rivo. The first line. That the whole Rivo is Mechadish that Manashlish is not Oyachzim. This is his Sushta, this is his Raya, that Yachloiku doesn't have to have Oyachzim. This is Tesis discussion. Mikoyach dat doesn't make a difference if you have the chashbon or not. Zog the veil that it's not the pshat in the Rivo. So Rebbe Sazamen, the Rosh Hashiorim, and Reb Nochem, all of them came and said pshat in the Rivo. No two dinim. Two dinim. Ishkenu zog besmedrash two dinim. We're not going with two dinim. So what is the pshat in the Rivo? We're sticking on to the kepshutoi shel Rivo, that the Rivo said that Muchzokim is lav dafka. We don't need positive reason to do Yachloiku. And Enka is a positive reason, and maybe Oizim Bichlal doesn't show 50-50. Like I said, Mistam is 20-80 with Erech Klav. It's 20-80 with Erech Klav. Bichlal doesn't show. And this is the reason was pushed to the Gemara that Yachloiku is only because Moment Amut of the Sofet Cholkin. And Alamol, you do that, Zog the Rivo. Chutz when it's a Ramai, we can't do that, so we do call the Alim. V'oidoim a Rivo. But if there are Ichzim, then even if it's a Ramai, you do Yachloiku. Why? You said Alamol Yachloiku, but when it's a Ramai, it's not nice, so we go down to call the Alim. So yeah, but if he's a Ichzim, so then you go back to Yachloiku. Why? That's a very poshut. If the oichzim, you can't do kol de'alim. Eilenu le'aniach she'igzol ha'echad es chaveiroi. The Rosh is right, but eilenu le'aniach she'igzol ha'echad es chaveiroi. So in default, we go back to Yachloiku. I will explain. The regular psak is Yachloiku. Momen amutol besofek cholkin. Every time when we don't know what to do, we divide it to two. When we have a Ramai, we don't like to divide it. We don't like to deal with Ramoi. We try to step out. Although we can't step out when they're Oichzim. Why we can't step out when they're Oichzim? Because Eilonu Laniach Sheigzol Ha'echad Es Chaveiroi. So we go back in default to Yachloiku. What? Why Yemuna? When we can't do Kol De'alim, what is the words? We go back default. It's a Klal Dorosh. When you can't do Kol De'alim, you fall back to Yachloiku. Yachloiku is the Psak. Every time Momen Amutal Besofek Cholkin. Momen Amutal Besofek Cholkin. No reasons, no anansadis. Momen Amutal Besofek. This is Shita Sarivo. Only when there's a Ramai, a new cloud, that also Rishonim didn't mention, we don't like to deal with them. Not if there's a problem with the Chalukah. Not no Shaykh the Chalukah Cholim Esemes. When a guy is Ramai, we don't want to deal with him, and we go to Kol De'alim. But if the Muchzokim. So you can do Kol De'alim because the Rosh said. So again, before we said two dinim, he's also masking to Tesis. Now Be'ezim is saying he's also masking to the Rosh. It's not two dinim. He's only masking to the Rosh that when it's Muchzokim, you can't. When it's Muchzokim, you can't do Kol De'alim because Eilonu Le'aniach She'igzol Ha'echad Chaveiroi. So we can't do Kol De'alim. So what we do? In default, we go back to Yachloiku.
Now you know why you can't do
Kol De'alim. I want this to be clear. I think it's very simple, right? I'm getting to there exactly. A second. So I want it to be very clear. Ezra, you're asking. I want it to be clear. It's clear. Again, we're learning down the Rivo. Nisofek, we do Yachloiku. Doesn't make a difference. Muchzokim, loy muchzokim, misofik, we do yachloik. Don't have to have an atzadi, you don't have to have no positive reason. Right? This is the Rivo. The third sheet in the sugya, the loike tesis in the Rosh that we're learning the first 2 days. Today we learn the Rivo, some hold that it's Rashi, some hold that it's not Rashi, but that we don't have to have Muzokim, Mam Namut of the Sophic, we divide every time to two. Chutz, when it's a Rabbi, we go down one step. The Rabbi, Machin called the Alim, we don't like to mix it. But if it's Muzokim, Zog the Rivo, then I hold Yachloiko even the Rabbi. So first we want to say Tudinim, we're not saying Tudinim, we're saying partially holds in the Rosh. When it's muhzokim, ain't lulu laniach sheikzol ayachod es chaveiroi. Klaw? I think this is klaw. Oberazei, now listen. Now the kashik. Ahu arve itofas loy mafkimen. And we leave it by the Beis Din. Why we don't do yachloikum? And ahu arve itofas loy mafkimen. Why we don't do yachloikum? Why we don't do yachloikum? What?
No reason to say it.
So we're hearing one answer. That's not your first name. What?
Yechiel.
What is the answer? Rama. I didn't see that it's you. I know. Okay, Shana. Yeah? What is the answer? Rama. But when we said now that when we can't do Yachlo, when we have Oichzim, that we can't do Kondi Alim, again. Let me explain. It's a beautiful kash. It's a beautiful kash. But we'll do it again. The Rivo holds when Shtayim Oichzim. We don't have to have Oichzim. Every time when we don't know what to do, we do Yachloikum. Chutz when it's a Rabbi, we don't like to mix in, we go to Kol De'Alim. But when it's Oichzim, we can't do it. So even if it's a Rabbi, we go back to Yachloikum, right? But why we go back to Yachloikum? Not because the Oichzim is a positive reason. Only because we can't go to Alim, so in default, we go back to Yachloikum. Right? This is the way Reb Nochem is learning Pshat and the Rivo. Not to Dinim. Yachloikum is only one Din. Like you mentioned, he never said Anatzari Lehai, Anatzari Lehai. He only learns Yachloikum. Just for the Rabbi, we don't like to do it, so we move to the Kol De'Alim. Although sometimes we can't do Kol De'Alim because Ein La'Niach Shirikzot. So we go back to Yachloikum and we deal with the Ramoim, Boskim and Tor. Yeah? Boskim and Tor, we go back to the Ramoim and we deal with the Ramoim. So now the Kasha is, who are we? We can't do Kol De'Alim, why? Because it's Tofas Leim Afkinen. So go back to Yachloikum. Even if it's a Rabbi, you told me about Oichzim, even if it's a Rabbi, if you can't do Kol De'Alim, what do you do? So why you don't go back to Yachloikum?
You told
me the Tnai Musik. Why I need a Musik?
Because
I need a Musik that I would not say Kol De'Alim. What do we explain? Lefina Rivo. And the Rosh, he had an argument, he followed Tesa Rosh, Chumas Rosh against me, I didn't know what to answer. But now we're asking the Rivo, never said an Ansari at all. The Rivo learns that you could make Yachloiku even without no Muhzokim at all. Right? Why not? Maman Amutal Besafik Choyki. A Rabbi, I don't like to deal with him, I push it, I try to step out. But when I can do, call the Alim, because in Le'aniach, I run back to the Yachloiku and I deal even with the Rabbi. Ahu arve, I can't do Kol De'Alim, go back to Yachloiku. And here you don't have your answer.
Yeah, but the Rosh says,
I'm not the Rosh, the Rivo.
No, but you're learning the Rivo at the same time as the Rosh.
Yeah, but why ain't on the Aniyah Sheikzoy? Again, but I'm taking from the Rosh to your soul that when you can't do Kol De'Alim, you go back to Yachloiku, right? Now I can't go back to Kol De'Alim. Why I can't go back to Kol De'Alim? Because it's Tofas Leim Afkinen. So go back to Yachloiku. What is the assigned default? I have a default that I can't do Yachloiku. I can't do Kol De'Alim. Why I can't do Kol De'Alim? Because it's Tofas Leim Afkinen. Go back to Yachloiku.
That's after we tell the Rosh.
Right.
The Rosh already says that.
But the Rivo
says.
So in the Rosh, you tried to tell me before it holds up. The Rivo says klo that Yachloiku doesn't need no shum muzok. Stop, even Manashlish. Because I'm saying, even if I'll be masking to you in the Rosh, but in the Rivo, now let me one second, because we're far from the end and we'll have to stop in the middle. I want to explain. Before we said that after we tagged it to call the Alim, we don't want to switch the Psach. Yeah? Remember we answered the Zalman. Here we can't answer. Why? I'll explain to you. Here Be'etzem, Be'ahu Arve, what is the real Psach Lefida Libo? The real Psach. The real Psach. The real Psach. Lefida Rosh. Lefida Libo. Yachloitu, he says Lehebiyah. The Ribo says it Lehebiyah. The Ribo said that the Nahu Arve had to be Yachloiku. You don't need Muhzokim, it's called Mam Namuto Nesofik, right? This is the Ribo. The only reason in the world that we didn't do Yachloiku is why? The Ramah. So we didn't like. Oh, but in the minute that I can't do it, I have to fall back to the Psach. So here the Kash of Rav Sazalman is bombatik. It's not time if you can't do Kol De'alim, move to Yachloiku. And we said already, I had a Psach of Kol De'alim. Lefi the Ribo, number one was Yachloiku. The Ramah didn't let me to do it.
That means it's not number one.
What?
It's
not number one. It's not number one,
Abel. It's
not three. Yeah, yeah, but when I can't do the Ramah, I'm going back to the original Psach.
It's not a Muhzek.
Lefida Ribo, you don't need a Muhzek. Again, Lefida Ribo, when you don't have nothing, you do Yachloiku. But it's a Ramah, I don't want to deal with the Ramai, so I move the Kol De'al, right? But Lefida Rosh, you don't need a timer. But Lefida Rosh, you don't need a
timer.
Lefida Rosh, so what do you do with Lefida Rosh? When there's nothing to do, you do Yachloiku. So the Shail is, if the vote that we don't want to give it to the Ramai, but when we have Muhzakim, we can't do Kol De'alim, and we switch back, Lechur, we would have to go back to Yachloiku. So I'll tell you the truth. There's one more Yisofer that I can't say it because I'm over my time and I just wanted to finish with a little vault. Maybe second Seder, we could speak it out. We'll get permission from the Ma'arganim here. We'll have to try. One more Yisofer that changes the whole thing. But I just wanted to finish with a vault. Vayeovek ish imoy. Esav is fighting with Yaakov. Vayeovek ish imoy. Rashi brings down two pshotim. One pshat Rashi brings down. When two people are fighting, you call it Vayeovek. Miloshem zot Rashi. Chibuk. Vayeovek zot Rashi. Miloshem ovik bey. The Gemara says was a person that was a dog ovik bey. The dog was following him the whole time. They looked after, they found he was choshed and Mishkav Kelet. Because they saw the dog is with him the whole time. So it was Ovik Bey. So Vayeovek ish imoy, Zot Rashi, when two people fighting, they hug each other, you know, they try to get down on the floor. So Vayeovek is Miloshen Chibuk. Another Pshat Zot Rashi. Vayeovek Miloshen Ovok, dust. When two people fighting, when there's no street, dust comes up. So there's one pshat chibuk, and there's one pshat dust. Rashi on the parashah this week. Vayeovek ish imoy, one pshat chibuk. Two people are fighting, they hug each other till they manage to fall down low. The second pshat dust. The Gemara in Chulin says two pshat in Vayeovek ish imoy. Chad omar ke talmid chochem nir eloy, v'chad omar ke ha'me'oretz nir eloy. One man, the Omar, holds the sorry shall Esav came with a white beard, and one holds he was looked like a Rosha. It's not a machlekes. When the Yetzer Hara comes to us, he comes in two faces. Sometimes he comes with gzeiros. I don't let you to learn. I will not make you to have a shalom bayis. You will have tzoras from your kids. You will have tzoras from your neighbors. It will not work out in Parnasa. And sometimes he comes like a friend. Just here, I'll give you so much money, you could go to a hotel for it. You could go to here, you could go to there, you could go to that. B'chule. The Yetzer Hara fights in two ways. Sometimes he comes and he hugs you. And sometimes it's dust. It's black. It's hard. Life is very hard. Only sign in life is to win Esav in both of the ways of Vayeovek ish imoy. Say when Esav comes with a hug, nirelei ketal mitchochem, you have to be careful for him. And say when the Yetzer Hara comes, nirelei kamaoritz. Blessed Hashem, you will have siyata nishma.